This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Now, Sarah Webb is not here at the moment, but imagine standing in a room with thousands of people who all live and breathe space, astronauts, scientists, engineers, dreamers, all gathered in Sydney right now. It's the International Astronautical Congress. It's the world's biggest space conference, apparently. I was talking to Sarah Webb a little earlier, and while she's there, she gave a quick update just for us.
Happy Monday, Joy FM. This is your resident astrophysicist, Dr. Sarah Webb, checking in from the biggest space conference in the world, the International Aeronautical Congress, which is being held in Sydney this year. So I can't join you live, but I'm here to tell you some of the breaking news. Something really exciting that has been announced in the last week is that Artemis II, the first mission with humans to go back and orbit the moon in decades, will be launching early next year. Now, this is incredibly exciting, not only because we're taking humans back to the moon for the first time in decades, but because we're also going to have a woman and a person of colour on board the ship, which is a remarkable milestone. That this is a reminder that space really is for all, and we're entering an era where all members of society will get to explore the unknown and go to Luna. Another really exciting development, again, only in the last week, is that NASA has just announced its brand new cohort of astronauts. And for the first time ever, we have women outnumbering men. Again, this is a symbol of the changing times and how important it is to have a diverse and equitable space society, and that there is room for everyone in space, and our different backgrounds and ideas and life experiences all contribute to what we do in this life and what we do in our jobs, which I'm really proud to be able to live in this period. Another really exciting thing that I thought at least Warren might get a bit of a kick out of is that we have this dwarf planet in the outskirts of the solar system. It's not our friend Pluto, but it is Pluto's friend, called Makemake. Now, Makemake is a lonely little dwarf planet. For a long time, we thought it was just a cold, icy body. But new data and new evidence suggests that Makemake might actually have methane on it, which is really interesting and would help us try and understand how do these dwarf planets form, how do they evolve, and could they all be slightly different to each other. There's a lot of new and exciting things that are happening in space. And if you'd like to hear about what's happening in Sydney, you can Google the IAC 2025, and I'll be sharing all about it and all of the wonderful things humans are doing across the world in space on my socials. And I can't wait to chat to you when I return.
That was our Dr. Sarah Webb from Swinburne University of Technology checking in from the International Astronautical Congress in Sydney, the biggest space conference in the world. How's that? Right there in Sydney.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.